Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Patrick, I went to DC Podfest the other day.
Oh, really? That's cool. What was that?
It's a conference for podcasters.
Why did you go to that?
Because we do a podcast.
Wait, you mean these microphones have been recording me all this time? I have to go somewhere.
Okay, this is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan. Patrick Foster is not with me today. I am out and about in the suburbs of DC at something called DC Podfest. I'm meeting and greeting a bunch of other podcasters. And so I decided to bring the equipment along and try to do a couple episodes here. So with me today is Alex Vidalis.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Alex, thanks for being on. So I decided to hook up with Alex here because Alex is an experienced podcaster and radio host, and currently you are hosting a show on a local radio station. The show is called Stagecraft.
Correct.
And what is that radio station?
So 96.7 FM, that's WERA. It's an Arlington low-power FM station. It's sanctioned, of course, by the FCC. It's for communities, small communities. Tacoma Park also has a low-power FM station. It's in order to allow the community the same access that any large entity would have to the airwaves,
right,
to further the community's missions, whatever those happen to be.
And can people also listen to this online?
They can, WERA.FM.
Because, you know, many of our listeners are not in Arlington, Virginia. So,
right. Totally understand. Or 5 miles nearby.
You know? That's right.
So you can listen to it at WERA.FM every Tuesday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. And you can also go to Mixcloud.com. And if you type Stagecraft into the search box, we're the only show that really comes up.
All right. Well, thanks for this. We're sitting here in a booth here in this... in this space here in Arlington.
Yeah, there's a lot of good energy here. A lot of audio story type enthusiasts, podcast enthusiasts, podcasters, pre-podcasters, podcast fans.
I am learning a lot, and you're involved with this, organizing this event as well.
Okay. Yes.
So I'm learning a lot, and so I want to let the listeners know there's going to be tons of changes coming to the show based on what I'm learning here. I don't know. We'll see. But we want to talk about music. So a lot of our listeners are musicians themselves, are in bands, but you know, many of them are just, you know, big music fans. Mm-hmm. Your show, Stagecraft, I know you interview musicians, but is it more of a show like for other musicians or for fans in general? And you know, tell us a little bit about what you get into on that show.
Absolutely. I would say first and foremost, we're a show that is for people who want to be entertained by what performers find to be important. That's like number one across the board. Now, whether or not that's relevant to your performance, well, that's entirely up to how it is that you engage with your art. You know, if you're a musician and you play out fairly regularly, I would say there's lots of information on our show on a regular basis that you could utilize within your own creative sphere. I would also say that if you're just the kind of person who likes to hear musicians or actors or comedians just talk about their craft, we definitely have that in there for you too.
So you'll have a musician on, for example, and they'll talk about what they put into writing, recording, performing their music, right?
Totally. And oftentimes what we try to go a little bit deeper in is, you know, how did you come to that? You know, when have you tried different things? And so when we talk about Stagecraft or the performance on the stage itself, you know, there's sometimes, and I joke on the show where I say, I can't figure out a non-clumsy way for me to ask this. So who are you trying to be up there? Like when you were first on stage, who were you emulating? And sometimes you can get a great answer. Sometimes people tell you, they're like, I'm still Mick Jagger up there, you know? and that makes you smile. And those are the kind of things that we try to get people to give us. Like, how is it that you came to this? Why do you do that? Have you tried other stuff? Give us a funny road story. You know, what's something that you tried that's flopped? What's something that you tried that worked that you never thought would, you know, and that sort of stuff.
From these interviews, what have you learned about what goes into performance?
So the number one thing is that I take away on a regular basis, and this is it's difficult because you learn this lesson every time. Less is more.
Yeah.
The less I say, the smarter I seem. And I think that goes for pretty much everybody in the world, not just me.
I could learn that lesson, I think. Yeah. Yeah.
But it's so true, because when you really truly think about the message that you're trying to deliver with what you're saying, it makes you so mindful of the word choice and the mannerisms in which people are responding to you, the nonverbal cues, all those things. That kind of stuff is what I've taken away mostly. And that people's passion is not always where you think it's coming from. Like, I think a lot of times my assumption was that there's a great amount of ego in performance. And I think that there is for some people.
Right.
But I think there are other people, it's not even a thought in their brain. They're just doing what they would do, and there just happens to be a stage there.
Who have some of your guests been? Have it been local DC musicians? Is there anyone, you know, that would be recognizable to sort of a broader audience? Or
sure, yeah. Sure. So we've had Ian MacKay of Fugazi, yep, fame.
People know him.
Yeah, people know that guy. I would say that we had, I'm trying to think if there's anyone of super note that we've had. You know, it's mostly DC, or, you know, the greater DC area,
right,
based musicians, but a few have, you know, somewhat national followings where they've toured nationally.
Yeah. And tell us about who your co-host is.
Don Zantara.
Yes.
So Don Zantara is more or less, I would say, associated pretty deeply with the Discord, mm-hmm, music label. He recorded probably the vast majority of Discord labeled artists, including Fugazi, Minor Threat, Bad Brains, Dag Nasty, you know, any band that you could say that came through that 80s to 90s, you know, post-punk movement, probably had at least a session or two at Inner Ear Recording Studio.
And how did you guys hook up?
It's not a super interesting story, but it's, I think, one that like really shows you the kind of person that Don is.
It's interesting enough for this show.
Okay. We'll take it.
Yeah.
So I was doing a podcast in my basement in my house. No one knew what a podcast was. No one cared what a podcast was.
Was this before mobile phones, or was it like, is it go it was, back that far?
No. So I probably was using a flip phone at the time.
Yeah. But I mean, like, where people had to like download them onto their like iPod, like that era, or?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So we're talking about like telling people like, what, I have to get this on my computer.
Right.
Well, you can put it on your iPod. How do I do that?
Right. Right.
I can't even begin to help you with this. You know, now it's just so, it's so ridiculously easy. It's
right.
Just on your phone, auto delivered. So this was before that. So I was really into the name of the podcast was Pilot Waves Podcast. It actually still around, but we're just inactive at this moment. And our whole thing was community. It was all about the power of community, using the power of community to help you make your art better, to help make your business better. Our tagline was the combination of artistry, technology, community, and commerce.
Okay.
Those were our four big areas. And I was like, well, what is at the epicenter of those four things? Like, what is at the epicenter of artistry, technology, community, and commerce? Recording studios is a big part of that. It's a money-making endeavor. Don's studio has been around for quite a many years, so I assume he's probably somewhat financially successful. And I just sent him an email, and all I said in the email was, hey, The Argument is awesome, great album. I really appreciate your work on that. Would you please be on my podcast? And I might have thrown in a couple of other sentences. He called me within 30 seconds. And he said, hey, my name is Don Zantara. I got your email. I would love to be on your podcast. When do you want me to show up? Guy shows up in my house. And it comes down to my basement.
Yeah, yeah.
Microphones all around. And he was one of the most entertaining, intelligent, and informative discussions I've ever had in my entire life. He helped me understand just how ignorant I was in so many different areas, but he did it in a way that made me feel as though that I had still had something to offer. And from that point forward, we just kind of like kept in contact and doing projects together. I had helped him with a couple things. He helped me with a couple things. I did a recording session over in Inner Ear. And then eventually I came to him and said, hey, let's do this radio show.
Okay. How do your opinions mesh or differ when it comes to the topic of stagecraft?
That's a great question. It differs quite a bit.
Okay.
So there's some definitely underlying fundamentals and principles that he and I agree very deeply on.
Okay.
But I use words like magic and special, and there's something that you can't quite put your finger on. Don doesn't really go into that. He's not into it. It's not, and I'm not saying I don't know for a fact that he never uses those words, but for him, it's a factory. you know, and there was one time that we were walking around Inner Ear Studio and I said to him, I was like, there's definitely some magic in these walls. And he said, there's no magic in this walls. This is ridiculous. What are you talking about? And I said, but the energy. And he's like, yeah. This is a place where people feel comfortable to do their best work. He's like, that's all it is.
But to me, that is a certain kind of magic, right? I think when you enter a certain space and you know that others have produced work that you like there, it I think changes how you feel as a performer, as a musician.
Right.
And it brings out something maybe different in you, I would think. So to me, that's kind of magic.
I think he would probably call, like I hear Don's voice in my head, that's history.
Okay.
You know, and that did happen, you know, and it's important, but it's not what this place is. Hmm. You know, and I would love to have him here and kind of us debate it back and forth, but I think I'm probably a little more, you know, he's science, I'm magic, you know, and somewhere in the middle we meet.
What's your musical fandom?
Oh, you mean which bands am I into?
Yeah.
So it's in the last 2 or 3 years, especially as I got into doing this interview show and interviewing a lot of musicians, I don't listen to a lot of music outside of, I would say, my friends, you know, and that doesn't mean that I don't dip into the Spotify or the YouTube for a little Rolling Stones every now and then. I do, but most of the music or the 99% of the music I go see live, it's people that I'm going to see, like friends of mine and their bands. The vast majority of music that I purchase is friends.
Okay.
For sure, because I feel as though that support is important in order to keep helping them make more art and give more.
Right, right. And we're going to have you on again tomorrow, and you're going to talk about some local DC bands for us. So that'll be good. We can highlight that. So one of the things I really like about the DC music scene, because I've lived here for a little over 10 years now, one of the things I really like is just how many great small clubs there are.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And to the point where now I feel like I'm kind of spoiled, because now it's almost like if I go to a bigger show, like a Meriwether Post Pavilion or something like that, it doesn't feel as exciting as it maybe you did when I was younger, you know, and go to a big, you know, arena show or that kind of thing, a big amphitheater. Now I get much more excited about just going to like DC 9 or something like that and being able to be right up by the stage and hear the magic as it happens. Mm-hmm. Right. So do you, prefer the sort of the smaller venues that we have here? And
I do
that kind of stuff. Yeah,
I do. The intimate venue, you know, and I mean, I think maybe we're showing our age a little bit too, you know? So generally I like a smaller place cause I don't like crowds. And the more crowded it is, the less fun it is.
Right.
And I want to hear the show. The more crowded it is, the less likely I'm going to be able to hear that show, cause there's people who talk or just, you know, bother me or you know, and so forth. And then I also think this is so lame, but I also think about parking. You know, when I have to drive, although, you know, Lyft's has really helped that. But sometimes I joke about the Dew. Have you been to the Dew Drop In?
No.
So the Dew Drop In is a great bar/venue over in Northeast DC, if you're not local, and has amazing parking. And it is a great bar, but oftentimes that'll be the first thing I tell people. And the parking is amazing.
Yeah, these are considerations. Right?
I know, but it's selling. But to agree with you fully in what you're saying, I don't find Meriwether Post Pavilion to be exciting anymore. I don't like going to Jiffy Lube Arena, and that doesn't mean I'll never go again. Because
right.
I mean, geez, Louise, like, you know, some artists you just can't see in a small venue. It's not going to happen.
That's right.
Unless you're, you know, part of some special club. But those things, it just doesn't speak to me in the way that it used to when I was younger. But I think that's also because I enjoy art differently than I did. You know, now for me to be able to enjoy art that my friends makes means more to me than going to see the music that I heard off the radio or the CD that I bought.
Right, right. All right. Well, thank you very much for doing this.
Anytime.
Tell people again how they can listen to Stagecraft.
So if you're into Stagecraft, you can, of course, listen every single Tuesday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. on WERA.FM or 96.7 FM if you have a radio. And then you can also go to Mixcloud.com. And if you type Stagecraft into the search box, our show is the first one that comes up. Make sure you check it out. It's a great show.
Yeah.
It's good for artists of all kinds.
It really is. It's really interesting stuff. And, you know, I think, you know, what you learn from all these people is that everybody sort of has a different approach, but there's a lot of commonality.
Absolutely.
As well. Yeah.
Yeah. And the fundamentals that come out more than anything, which is that, guess what? It's going to make you sweat, you know, and guess what? You're going to have to work hard if you really want this to be a fruitful endeavor.
Right. Of course, you can find our show. You go to our website, suburbspod.com, or find the show on Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts or Spotify, all the big platforms. Please listen every day. If you would like to send us your feedback, we would love that. We'll read it on air or play the message, you can call the Suburban Party Line, 612-440-1984, or email us rock@suburbspod.com, or find us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, all those at suburbspod. Thank you very much, Alex. Let's play out with some music here. We can tease up what we're going to talk about tomorrow. So is there a local DC band that maybe we should highlight real quick? One of your friends?
Best local band in DC. Friends or not, best local band in DC is Heavy Breathing.
Okay. Any particular song?
What do you got over there?
I think I have all their stuff.
You got anything off of... I Know Love?
I do have it.
Hit
but
it.
It's not No, like K-A.
No, it's N-O. I Know Love.
Yeah, all right. We'll play out with that. Okay. Thanks very much again, Alex Vidalis. And we'll talk with you tomorrow.
Sounds good. Looking forward to it.
Interesting enough for this show.